This is the Good Neighbor Podcast, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. I'm your host, Charlie McDermott. Welcome to episode 36 of the Good Neighbor Podcast. And today we have Tatiana Britz. Now, she's the owner of TD Lashes, Brows, and Beauty. And Tatiana, if there was ever a guy who could use a makeover, it's right here. But fortunately, our viewers are only hearing us and not seeing us, and me in particular. So Tatiana, welcome to the Good Neighbor Podcast.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. It's actually a big trend right now to do a man's lashes. So we can always try.
Yeah. Get back tomorrow. I like how you gave
that. Right?
Love it. Well, that's good information. Awesome. Well, so we are really interested to hear all about the wonderful things that you're doing in the community with your company. So let's start there. Tell us about your business.
Perfect. So I've been doing lashes for a very long time, but we just opened our new location in Naples, Florida, about a year ago, April 1st, 2019. And we've been providing, you know, a variety of services related to lashes and brows. Everything from, you know, natural lashes to mega and microblading, tinting. I mean, you name it. Anything that is related to lashes and brows, we're doing it. We also go taking numerous courses and how to get really the best the industry has to offer in this area, you know. And we also do our lash courses, our education programs.
Really?
And yes, it's actually been very, very popular.
So you guys are actually you're teaching others how to?
Yes, we've actually been training people from Texas, New York, Canada, you know. This year, I'm proud to say that we've been training a lot of people in around this area, Naples, Marco Island. We had people from Cape Coral coming. And it's been kind of exciting to get the, you know, the lash game here just like up. The, you know, the level when I first started was it was really, you know, the quality was not there. And I feel like right now the industry is really growing so much, you know.
Yeah. So you've become this epicenter of getting the what do you call it, the lash design?
The lash industry, yeah. Lash industry. Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
And how long does a training take? What's the...
So the training takes actually 2 days. Like over the years, I've taken, like I said, numerous courses in Europe, and everybody's got their style and their different way of doing it. I'm very practical. I'm a mom. You know, I run a business. I'm always on the go. And I wanted to make this very, very simple. And I want all my students to leave feeling like they can do a full set, you know. Like they have everything they need. They have the kits that we provide, the certificate. And also the second day, they do a full day of training on a model. So after that, they feel very comfortable working on their own.
Wow. Wow. And you're a mom. Tell us about that.
Yes. I've got two beautiful kids. Yeah. And they're blondies, believe it or not.
Really?
Yes. I guess we have strong, my husband has very strong genes for sure. Yes, they. I have an 8-year-old boy and a 3-year-old little girl.
Yeah, congratulations. And you have a wonderful accent. I thought it was a Naples accent because I'm from Fort Myers. Well, I live in Fort Myers Beach. I'm not from Fort Myers Beach, but I'm guessing maybe, you know, when you mentioned Europe and all that, it's not a Naples accent.
No. Actually, you know, it's funny. I came here in this country 12 years ago from Moldova. It's a small little country between Ukraine and Romania. And I was in law school there. Never planned to come here. And it was a program, work and travel. And I thought, let me just, before I finish school, let me just experience something different. And I came with a program to Little Palm Island. It's a beautiful resort in the Keys. And I just fell in love with the tropical, you know, atmosphere. And I met my husband and we got married really quickly. And I had to find a different path, right? Like from thinking you are this like lawyer and, you know, you have to do this like a serious job to this beauty industry who has really changed everything, you know, that I believed in. So it's been a very incredible story, but I came here with no English and my accent was still working on my English. So, you know.
It works for you. Keep it. That's great.
Yeah.
So I was going to ask you why you're in the business you're in, and I'm glad you covered some of the backstory. Mm-hmm. What actually got you into the beauty industry then?
Well, you know, starting here, and I tried numerous jobs. I love working. You know, I've done, you know, 2-3 jobs at a time just to stay busy. You know, and just really meeting amazing people along the way. But one of the jobs I worked at European Wax Center as a receptionist, and I just loved. People kept coming, and you know, you see different kinds of personalities, different faces all the time. And this girl comes in with these beautiful lashes, and I was just obsessed after that. I wanted to get mine done, and after I got mine done, I loved them, and I wanted to learn. And at the time, it was really no information out there. So I had to seek from, I had to go to Canada to take a lash training course. And just, you know, just from there, I the lashes were too thick. The glue was, just really caused so much discomfort, you know, for our clients and myself. So we developed our own lash line. So we sell right now, you know, everything from glue, tweezers, to actually the lashes who are silk, really, really fine, but also creates these beautiful fans that makes the lashes really stay as long as, 3 to 4 weeks.
Wow.
It works really good for the humidity we have in Florida, because that's one big problem, you know, buying from different companies. It just doesn't work for the humidity that we have here. So I had to really work really hard. It took me about a couple of years. And I feel like right now I'm proud to say, like, we have a really nice line that works really well for this climate.
That is terrific. Boy, this has been so informative. And I had no idea what I was walking into here.
I know, right?
So let's touch on any myths in your industry. If you were to share a myth that you hear a lot from clients, what comes to mind?
Oh, absolutely. I think a big myth that goes around is that eyelash extensions will ruin your natural lashes. I proved people wrong. I've been doing lashes more than 5 years now, and I still have some of the, you know, clients from the beginning.
Uh-huh.
And it's a proof that there, if it's applied correctly, if you educate your clients on how to clean them and how to take care of their lashes, they will last. You never have to take them off. You just continue filling them in, and they look really, really beautiful.
Wow.
It's a big transformation. I think that's why it's that instant gratification that that's why I think this industry is growing so much, is because you see somebody looking good, and then you do this lashes and brows, and then they, you know, they wake up, because most people, we have this memory foam beds. And most people just fall asleep, and when they wake up, they have these beautiful lashes. They just look wow. So I think this that feeling, you know, you get when you see the people so happy, it just makes you want to do more and more, you know?
Yeah.
That's
wow. Well, you have such a passion. It's a great energy. And I'm sure you spent a lot of time there.
I do. Yeah. I do. Even right now, we are now working. I still come here. I'm painting, thinking about ideas, you know, practicing my little fins and working on, updating and getting our training courses more informative. So definitely you have to stay busy, right? This industry is just growing so fast that you have to keep up to date with everything, you know?
Yeah. So how about when you're outside of the store, the shop, the family, what are you guys doing for fun?
Oh, so much, especially now with the kids being home. We've been I don't know, painting faces and doing pens. And, you know, I think, you know, something good is coming out of this, really getting close to the little kids and spending time with my husband that, you know, he's in the food and beverage industry. And he's always busy. I'm always busy. So we usually like passing. And it's been nice to just have really quality time with the family, you know, so.
That's and for our listeners, we're hopefully the tail end of the pandemic crisis. Businesses are starting to open up here.
Let's hope, really.
Geez. And speaking of the COVID mess, let's touch on hardships. You know, what comes to mind, a hardship that you can share, business, personal? You've been through so much, my goodness, that you rose above. What comes to mind?
You know, I always thought like a hardship is when you start a business, you know, and the hiring process, you know, working with so many girls, I always thought that's going to be a problem. Mm-hmm. But, you know, that was actually not too bad. I think if you really focus on your talents and you just grow. And, you know, I also noticed that I solve problems really quickly. And that was really interesting to see through this whole year. But nothing hit harder, I could think, than this this COVID-19, you know? You find yourself as a business owner with complete stop, you know? Like, you're worrying about your employees. How are they doing? Do they have enough money to pay their rent? You know, trying to figure out how you're going to pay rent here. And, you know, it's been really... I think it's the shock of it all, you know?
Yeah. It's almost like you're just in this other reality that you.
Exactly. If you do anything else, you can find mentors and you can find, you know, people to help you. But I think in this times, you have nobody to ask. Everybody's in the same, you know, I have family from all over. I have Spain, we have Germany, we have Moldova, you know, and we're all in the same place, you know? Some people more scared than others, you know, but it's a really difficult situation for sure.
Yeah. Well, something tells me, Tatiana, with your determination and passion, you will get through this and come out 100%. Even better.
I mean, how phones are ringing off the hook. Like, when are you opening? So I know people still want their lashes. I know the ladies are ready to get back to their beauty routines and get back to normal and feel good and feel confident, so I'm sure we'll be back to normal, you know.
Yeah,
I think we just have to all stay positive, you know.
Yep, we will get through this. Mm-hmm. How about if for our listeners, if there is one thought you could plant in their minds about TB lashes, brows, and beauty, what would it be?
You know, I've always thought like there's no reason doing something if you're not putting 100% of your energy and effort. So I believe our customers, you know, deserve the best, everything from the best customer service to the best quality of work. And you know, a very relaxing atmosphere. That's been like my thought and mind from the beginning. And I think so far, any clients that have entered in our place, I've always hear compliments and all the girls that we have. Energy for me is very important. So when you walk in, you have to feel good. You know, you want to be greeted well and you want to always have that positive, you know, like feeling. So I think, you know, I'm not even worried. I'm sure everybody will hear about us. And it's just great to connect with the community, you know?
Yeah, for sure. Well, I'm sure for those who weren't aware of you after listening to this, they're going to connect with you. Again, you have such a wonderful, wonderful energy. So speaking of which, how can our listeners find out more? Where can we send them?
So you can send them to Instagram, which has been our biggest platform. It's TatianaBritz_, or to our website, which is TatianaBritz.com. And our studio's phone number is 239-300-0983. And yes, thank you so much for having me.
Oh, absolutely. My pleasure, Tatiana. Thank you. And we look forward to hearing more about your successes and the the epicenter of the, what should I call it, the lash industry, or what's the proper way of saying that?
The lash industry is perfect, you know. Yeah, lash and brows, yeah. I think it's like I said, it's the best for any women, you know. Just do a little bit, like, you know, a wake up. I always say, like, you know, you wake up and you feel great. So
best way to wake up. Love it, love it. All right, well, you have a great day.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast. To nominate your favorite local business to be featured on the show, go to goodneighborpodcast.com. That's goodneighborpodcast.com, or call us at 239-224-4105.